This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, listen to me carefully. Psalm 119, verse 90 says this. Listen carefully. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Psalm 119, 90. You ever wonder concerning those global warming lunatics what it's really about? You do know that it is a fraud that's being perpetuated globally onto the people to further tax the people, to empower the tyrant to bear and wield rule over those that don't know the difference between right and wrong. The question I have for those that are falling for global warming is this. Number one, is God a liar? Absolutely, he is not. Number two, I would lay to your candor, what did the Lord do for 6,000 years? And what did this earth do for 6,000 years to survive before you finally got here to tell us that we better fix the problem? Because if we don't, we may just lose our lives in the process of doing nothing. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And furthermore, how come we're not talking about, well, the presupposition? What would the presupposition be, friends? That there's facts involved. And the presupposition that God is, that's my conversation, it always is and it always will be, but the fact of the matter is if God is, he already told us what the outcome is. He has all things in his hands, friends. He knows what he is doing. These people are perpetuating fraud on a people who have known knowledge between good and evil, Hosea 4:6. But this is just a fact. And I know that most people don't fall for what's going on out there. But I had to share with my son when he asked me, Dad, what exactly is global warming? I said, they're creating crisis. And friends, they're great at creating crisis. As a matter of fact, when you look at government, who's creating the crisis across the land? But folks, without further ado, that's what we're going to be talking about during the second, third, and fourth segment is global warming fraud and who's responsible for it. I mean, folks, just keep in mind, these are the same people and the same mindset of the reprobate, the fallen reprobates, that are teaching men that they came from monkeys. We're going to get to that as well, up and coming, folks. Before we do that, let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because, folks, there's a plethora of stuff that you need to hear about as to what's going on in your country. Listen carefully. Your country, not a third world country. sonsoflibertymedia.com. A Hawaiian hires an Al-Qaeda attorney to lead suit against Donald Trump. Again, friends, who is creating the crisis as the games go on? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Facebook Muslims call for dissolving women's face in acid for not wearing hijab in picture. Now, I hope this meets the Facebook standards to actually ban them, but were they? Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook Muslims call for dissolving woman's face in acid. If you've not seen an acid attack, go online, Google images, friends. This is what these devils will do to women if they don't fall in line with their fleshly commandments, friends. Facebook Muslims call for dissolving women's face in acid for not wearing hijab in a picture. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, do you have your ears on? I want you to listen carefully, friends. Senator Rand Paul introduces a bill. You know what it's called? It's called Stop Arming Terrorists Acts. Well, friends, the question is, who are the terrorists? Again, when we go back to the original meaning and definition of the word terrorism found in the Oxford Old English Dictionary, friends, it says, and it states, it defines out to be government by intimidation. Is that what's happening to you today in your country? Folks, if you still have your head stuck in the sand, do take it out, because I'm here to tell you that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who told us that? The fourth president of the United States, also known as James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Who would have knew better as to the tactics of a tyrant more than our forefathers? Listen carefully as to what's going on here, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we again have Trump administration fires prominent Obama-era attorney who refused to resign. Folks, we're going to just sit back and see as to what transpires concerning the Trump administration, concerning all the promises, because, friends, there's many that have been left undone. There have many that, well, that have been, namely the conservatives, that have been sharing with the American people what Donald Trump is doing. I don't care what he's doing. I care what he has done. I want to see the fruit of his administration. Matthew 7:16. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Assad calls new U.S. troops deployed to Syria invaders. Did you hear that? Assad calls new U.S. troops deployed to Syria invaders. Folks, it's interesting when the media reports who the invaders are and who the rebels are. Folks, oftentimes you're going to find out that the guilty party is creating its own political enemies. And so what we need to do is, again, pull the curtain back to understand what's really going on. And in talking about, as I was just a couple moments ago, about how government is continuously stirring things up, isn't it interesting that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Kremlin confirms Team Clinton met with Russian ambassador. Folks, this is WWE at its very worst. These are not arch enemies. They are buddies, friends. And let me ask you something. If they did not mean to stir it up, let me ask you the question. Why would they go and promulgate the news to confirm that Team Clinton met with Russian ambassador, especially when they're doing business with her concerning the uranium ore that she's stealing from ranchers in the United States of America? Because, friends, they are playing as if they're enemies when, in fact, they are not. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Kremlin confirms Team Clinton met with Russian ambassador. Another question for you, America, especially all you Trumpites. Where is that special prosecutor Donald Trump said he was going to hire concerning the crimes of the Clintons? And interestingly enough, she's been given a free hand like that of criminal foreign agent Barack Hussein Obama in the United States to go ahead and attack at will. Where is that rule of law, Donald, that you promised the American people? And again, America, you could hold their feet to the fire and demand a response, friends. But because you don't do that, you sit back and you wait for Donald Trump to do for you what God has commanded you to do first and foremost. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Fake news media reports non-documented Russian allegations against Trump. Folks, this is all contrived. This is all fabricated. Friends, let me take it a step further. This is all diversion. Fake news media reports non-documented Russian allegations against Trump. We have actual documentation on the crimes and corruption of Hillary Clinton, but Trump does absolutely nothing when it comes to the crimes of the Clintons and the Obamas. Why is that, America? Only you can answer that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. That is my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it's worth our time to slow our roll for just a moment before we get to our topic. And the reason I'm telling you this is because right before the end of the break, I often catch myself saying things that I know that I'm onto something with concerning, well, perhaps maybe something that might come out that may be prophetic. The Lord is leading us to something because I believe I have the Spirit of Christ the way Paul said in the book of Corinthians, as I read that this morning. And interestingly enough, we find that in time we can see he is faithful to a T. He doesn't miss, he's never late, he's always on time, and he always hits the target. And if we're in the Word and we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, well, guess what? He promises, first and foremost, that, well, listen, if we aim small, we're going to miss small, friends. He's not going to give us half-truths, but he does say that you're going to prophesy in part, but you'll know in part. And we do understand that, 1 Corinthians 13. And saying all that to say this, let's jump over to this. Again, back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just got done sharing with you the diversion that's going on between Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton. We've seen no justice brought forth in any sense of the word coming from Donald Trump, in any sense of the word concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to praise her. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude right after he wins the presidency, okay? I've shared with you time and time again the whole Obamacare, this whole WikiLeaks going on with the Russians and Trump campaign and all these other diversions. Friends, oh, did I say it? Yes, I did. They are diversions. It's called sleight of hand. What they're doing with their right hand, they want you to look at the left. Also pay attention to the fact that kings of old, and they're doing the same thing today, nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9, is the fact that they'll condemn in the north and they'll promote in the south. This is exactly what we're seeing today. I mean, a prime example of all this, friends, is you have Paul Ryan talking, going back to the topic of Obamacare, who's talking about propping up now Obamacare. There's no more Obama to accuse. Now you're seeing mask off as to the guilty party friends in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party who are really there to prop up this unconstitutional, unlawful implementation in the first place, right? Well, you have none other than Paul Ryan, who on his first legislative act, which I shared with you last week, but I always want to reiterate the point, friends, that now you are led to believe by the state-controlled narrative that Paul Ryan's one of the good guys because, after all, he's standing right behind the new president of the United States of America. And lest you forget, America, keep in mind his first legislative act on December 15th was to lay a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill under the skies, disguise, friends, of none other than appropriations bill. He gave everything to Barack Hussein Obama concerning the allurement of the illegals coming into the United States of America. Do you think Donald Trump doesn't know this, friends? Are you supposed to just forget all about Paul Ryan? Of course you are. And keep in mind, it's the state-controlled narrative that has given complete approbation and approval of the likes of Paul Ryan. They're not tearing him down. They're not calling him out for who he is because he's a player. He's a player. But also keep in the mind, as they lead in opposition, there has to be a good guy and there has to be a bad guy. And guess what? Both sides sometimes are bad and sometimes they're good, are they not? But they remain as the American people lose their freedoms. Now, going back, fast forward to sonsoflibertymedia.com. As I've warned you, America, keep your eyes not on just the diversion through domestic insurrection that the communists are stirring up in America. Yes, you heard me right. Through the communists that you've tolerated, namely those that you call representatives in this country in so many different ways, friends. Just pay attention, friends, to their diversion, right? They would have you do that. But we want to get your eyes on what matters the most. First of all, friends, I've warned you about Russia, and I've warned you about China. And for the last 3 to 4 years, we keep hearing more and more of Russia and China. Is this not true? Keep in mind, China is the blueprint for the New World Order. Keep in mind, Russia, China, America, along with the Bushes, first and foremost, friends, and the Pope, and many other countries are calling for a new world order. Out of chaos, we create a new order. Well, what's interesting to note about all that, it's easy to see, friends. It's easy to hear. Russian military expert Viktor Baranets said, "We are quietly seeding the U.S. shoreline with nuclear mole missiles." Well, you're being diverted by everything that you say that you don't believe, America. You know, it's interesting. If you go to live feeds, namely the conservatives, they will sit there and denounce and call them liars, this, that, and the other thing. But when it comes to what they post, it's in line with what they said that they didn't believe in. I mean, the hypocrisy is it's up to high heaven, friends. It's ridiculous. And they're not ashamed about it. That's what's scary about all of this. But America, Russian military expert Viktor Baranets said, this is what he said. Folks, in his confusion, he blurted the truth out. "We are quietly seeding the U.S. shoreline with nuclear mole missiles." A retired Russian colonel and former defense ministry spokesman said that Russia has asymmetrical responses to the increase in the U.S. military budget. Among those are nuclear mole missiles, which are alleged to dig themselves in and sleep until they are given the command to detonate. I just wanted to let you know what was really going on, America. I just want to let you know I've been warning this for years. Now, it's not a conspiracy theory, friends. It is conspiratorial. Jeremiah 11:9. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're being played, folks. The state-controlled narrative is like that of back in the 70s and 80s concerning that of the likes of inquiring minds need to know. This, what you tolerate today, would never have been accepted even by your mom and your dad in so many different cases, though in many cases they're the responsible party for allowing the American people to have their backs up in the wall, against the wall, in such a fashion as they are today. Yes, that's true, but the fact of the matter is, it's almost embarrassing your news today. And the reason it goes in the direction that it goes is because, America, you have left off justice. You have left off justice. You let these corrupt politicians, these corrupt bureaucracies, do the things they do, and you stand back and wonder what's going on and why it's going the direction that it is. I mean, folks, what's going on in your country, you just cannot make up. You can't. Let me take it a step further. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on asset forfeiture. This system has led to egregious and well-chronicled abuses. How many times have I shared with you, America, as to what they said out of their own mouths? Your enemy, folks, nothing's not done in the light of day. Everything has been uncovered as to what's going on. You can never accuse anybody of saying, well, I didn't know that. It doesn't matter if you knew it or not. But the fact of the matter is, you know something's wrong. And I'm here to tell you specifically in many cases as to what the problem is. The problem is you, America, for tolerating the crimes of the people. But listen to what the Supreme Court justice said in lines with that of Theodore Roosevelt, that corrupt politician known as the president, three terms, who died in office, friends, who lied to the American people, who was nothing short of a full-fledged communist. When he said this, nothing in politics happens unless it's first planned. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on asset forfeiture. This system has led to egregious and well-chronicled abuses. In other words, it's been all planned out. But it must just be a theory, America. You know what's interesting, and I've noticed this. People are starting to listen now, aren't they? I mean, after being attacked for, you know, 5 and 10 years for the things that I've said, I don't think there's a whole lot of people that can say anything contrary to the things that we've been sharing with you on this radio program. Not even our enemies, friends. But when you have the Supreme Court justice telling you that the system has led to egregious and well-chronicled abuses, it's probably time that you would wake up and smell the coffee. And I want you to think about all of the state-controlled media and these little useful idiots that have protected special interest groups by accusing everybody and anybody that told you the truth in times past that it was a conspiracy theory, because now they are beginning to tell you from within. Now they're beginning to tell you from within, friends, as to what the problem is and who it is. When are you going to wake up, America? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, too, the most transparent administration in history. Obama spent $36 million of your money to hide documents in his final year. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you don't call in, we understand. We're giving you facts here. Facts are stubborn things, are they not? Truth demands a response, and if you don't have a response, it means the truth must stand all on its own. Because I'm here to let you know, as William Colin Bryant rightly said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always has, and it always will. And as Christians, we understand that the seed of the righteous is forever. Now, folks, as promised, I'm going to stick to the plan here. This is global warming fraud. Do you remember some time back, I think it was 5-6 years ago, under that foreign sodomite in the People's White House that was tolerated for 8 years by the American people, who was just exposed now today for spending $36 million of your money to hide documents in his final year? Remember they were pushing global warming, and remember there was a weekend set aside where they wanted to have a global warming conference, and all of a sudden they got, out of nowhere, an unprecedented snowfall. I mean, it's on God's good humor that he decided to snow on these clones. But the fact of the matter is the Lord does that not because it's funny, but because it's dangerous, only to bear witness of the fact that he is in control to warn you of the people that you're listening to. This is nothing more than fraud. As I shared with you at the offset of the show, friends, Psalm 119:90. Your faithfulness endures and it continues throughout all generations. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. Hey, folks, what did these fraudsters, these hucksters, friends, what did they do for 6,000 years before they were born? Well, God sustained the earth just the way that he said he would. Did he not? And has he not? Well, the fact of the matter is, the Bible says again in verse Psalm 119, verse 91, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Folks, all things remain the way that he created them. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is what you are beginning to tolerate. I mean, folks, how come we're not hearing through the state-controlled media about all these scientists that are suing the likes of Al Gore and these other bureaucracies who are trying to perpetuate the fraud of global warming? Oh, and by the way, it doesn't stop just there, friends. When you have these bureaucracies trying to inundate those that represent we the people because they want money, they want to tax you to further enslave you. Keep that in mind. And by the way, if you'd like to talk about, you know, specifics, why don't we talk about chemtrails? Why don't we talk about their attempt to control weather patterns? Why don't we talk about the barn that they're spraying down on the people? We were just in California, folks. I mean, you want to talk about getting inundated. And for some reason, since 1968, they've been dropping down this powder on people all across the globe for a long, long time. But you have been led to believe it's just a contrail. I mean, don't listen to some of my friends. I mean, don't listen to those that know the difference, like pilots that know the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail. Don't listen to the scientists that are telling you and sharing with you their findings as to the things that were falling and are falling from these airplanes, these military airplanes. And furthest thing that we want to see, especially all those conspiracy theory-minded people, we don't want to look inside of the airplane to see that they're filled with these huge tanks of chemicals. We don't want to talk about that. Nope. Trying to control weather patterns, you better bet your bottom dollar. It's been going on for a long time in this country. And to be quite frank with you, friends, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because these people act as if they are above the law, and I'm tired of it, and they are not. I want to go over to a hearing with some of our representatives. I want you to hear, just like my son just said, Dad, they're half right and they're half wrong. Now, in saying that, you're going to have to listen carefully to this inquisition from one of our representatives concerning one of the representatives from the bureaucracy that's trying to convince we the people that there's a global warming problem in this country. Listen to the outright mockery. It's fantastic. But again, folks, listen to the double message. My son, 13 years old, said, Dad, half of it's true and half of it's false. We'll hit that when we come back. Listen carefully.
You're obviously addressing something that you're very seriously concerned about. I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer. And in some places, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, the report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this the crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition. I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Well,
but
perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922 that the Washington Post carried this article.
Folks, did you hear what he just said? She was addressing something in the present as to an article that he read from 1922. Just like when I was at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum, I told you that Ronald was using the exact same talking points as in the 80s, going back to the 60s, going back to the 40s, and in between all, they're all the same talking points concerning what you need to say to the American people to get voted in. And it's worked because the American people don't learn from history. You're caught up into a cycle. Now, to bring it to what we're talking about now, the global warming fraud, is it not interesting that he highlighted something that you would think would have been reported in the papers today, but rather, friends, it was found to be reported back in November of 1922, the exact verbiage, it was verbatim exactly the talking points they're using today. They're pushing the envelope until you submit. Until they get enough useful idiots, or folks, not just useful idiots, but those that are willing to play the Judas against the American people to sell you out. To the fact that we have a global warming problem in this country. Little did she know, the representative of this criminal bureaucracy, know that that article was from 1922. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play on, and I want you to hear. Now, there's the truth right there. Now, tell me if you can catch the half-truth. Here you go.
Is because it was November 2nd, 1922, that the Washington Post carried this article. I think we can agree that global warming's been going on for a long time. It's been going on and off since the last ice age. In fact, I attended the president's address at Yosemite this past year. I was struck by his noting that the glaciers in Yosemite were disappearing, and it occurred to me that had he given that speech on that very spot 12,000 years before, he would have been covered by nearly 3,000 feet of ice. Doesn't that predate the invention of the SUV?
What I can speak to is the facts that scientists are pointing to now. So, as has been rightly pointed out, I am not a climate scientist, but what I
well,
have
but,
been...
Well, but neither am I, but I do know history, and our prehistory tells us the climate's always changing. We know that during the Jurassic period, about 150 million years ago, atmospheric carbon dioxide levels were five times higher than they are
today. This is one of your representatives, America.
The planet's most prolific period for new species. Do you deny this science?
What I know is
do you deny this? Yes or no? Do you deny
the
this science?
Hottest years on record have happened since 2000.
Well, when you say
we
on,
have now
wait,
had
pardon
16
me,
months
my time.
Of global averages.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we know in recorded history that during the Roman warm period, from about 250 to 400 A.D., much of Rome's grain supply was grown in what are now the deserts of North Africa. We know that during the medieval warm period, from the 10th through the 13th centuries, wine grapes were grown in northern Britain, and Iceland and Greenland supported a thriving agricultural economy. And we also know that during the Little Ice Age that followed, the Thames River froze solid every winter, and advancing ice sheets destroyed many towns in Europe. So to change this, I'm just wondering what it is that you estimate this to cost.
Congressman, what I know are the changes that we are experiencing now, the costs associated with that.
But these are changes
that we have
noted throughout the recorded history of civilization, and that science tells us were occurring long before the emergence of human life on this planet.
See how they respond, folks? They just shout and shoot at facts when they don't have the facts.
This is going to cost. This guidance is going to cost.
So this guidance is not a regulation. It is not legally enforceable. And in fact, what it does is
how much is it going? If it is followed to the letter, how much is it going to cost?
I do not have that figure for you because it is not a regulation. It is not required to be followed by agencies.
I suspect,
folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to highlight 12,000 years, Sam. when the Earth is 6,000 years old, and then the Jurassic Age, 120 million years ago? Folks, do you see this mixture going on? And this is how the lies get through the indoctrinated, namely the representatives. Folks, we're going to come right back. Good for him on the first part. Second part, you get an F. First part, we give you an A. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Much to cover during this last segment. To highlight the video, we give our representative an A-plus on the first half, folks, and then during the second half, we give them an absolute F. But it shows you how the lies get in to the system, friends, because many of our representatives have been indoctrinated. I mean, folks, it's absolutely ridiculous that I would even have to take the time to expose the theory or the religion of what they have been taught, namely evolution. But when it affects the outcome of future generations like ours, I mean, this representative's talking about the Jurassic Age 120 million years ago. And 12,000 years ago, hey folks, have you ever seen those Jurassic Parks back in the 90s? Do you remember when they'd come out and they would send the message, it would be the scientists, well, they said 100 million years. And then they would say again in the same movie, 130 million years, or 800 million years, or 90 million years. It's like, my kids would say, Dad, for those that were here, Dad, why? Are they saying all these different numbers? I said it's designed to confuse. Now, the Bible does talk about giants in the land. It does talk about Leviathan. Friends, it does talk about those giants, and many people do believe that there were dinosaurs. I'm not negating much of what we have as facts because we find them through artifacts today, friends. But the fact of the matter is, getting to the point, I mean, folks, they don't even have their numbers right. And here, I want you to think about this. A meteorologist, those that predict the future, folks, I got to honestly say 90% of the time they're wrong. They can't even tell you what the weather's going to be like today or tomorrow, yet you listen to these people that tell you something that happened 180 million years ago or 190 million years ago. Are you kidding me, America? And furthermore, did you also know that evolution used to be illegal to be taught in this country? You know, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next, and it's exactly what you just heard. It's exactly what you just heard. As a matter of fact, when people fall in line with the theory of evolution, and with those like, the likes of any dictator, let's bring up Adolf Hitler again, he killed millions of his own people because they weren't quite as evolved as those that he thought were evolved. Until 1962 in this country, there were 2,000 to 3,000 words mentioning the theory of evolution in school textbooks. You can even call it a religion if you want to. 2,000 to 3,000 words mentioning the theory or the religion of evolution because it takes a faith to believe it. Well, conveniently in 1962, the Supreme Court ruled to take prayer out of schools through an oligarchy. You should have threw the Supreme Court, those that voted in favor of the removal of prayer from public schools, you should have removed them, not prayer, friends. And thus removing God, so they think, the giver of law and foundation of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and ignoring the 97% of the Americans who wanted to leave Americans' Christian heritage all alone. Well, the outcome? America's public schools exploded, and the discussion of evolution in textbooks from 3,000 words to 33,000 plus words. And this was all done under, guess who, friends? David Eisenhower, all that godly man. Isn't that interesting how they've been incrementally pushing their agenda forward? I mean, we are in a spiritual battlefield, friends. There's no doubt about it. Ephesians 6:12. Read it when you get a moment. Benjamin Rush said, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said in contemplating the political institutions of the United States, if we were ever to remove the Bible from schools, I lament that we could be wasting so much time and money in punishing crime or preventing it, and would be taking so little pains to prevent them. You know. Furthermore, let me just go one more step. Let's go to Charles Darwin, who was on his way to go to Bible school, Bible college, who decided to turn to his own reprobate heart, not knowing that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, Charles? Well, now I don't have to convince you of hell anymore, do I? Because now you're there. But Charles Darwin himself didn't believe his theory, and he didn't believe that it would stand up to the light of truth. He said in the book, The Origins of Species, it could be demonstrated that an organ exists which could not have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications. My theory would absolutely break down if that's the case, Charlie. What's the basis for any of your theories? There isn't one. That's exactly right. But how is it that you hear the representatives talking out of both sides of their mouth? Again, the first half of second and third segments, he was given an A. The second half, he was given an F. Jurassic Park? 90 million? 120 million years? Really, dude? 12,000 years ago? I mean, folks, he's sitting there condemning her with the truth, and then he strains at the net while he swallows the camel when he tries to invent his own stats. This, again, is how the lie gets its head above water in this country. I mean, folks, also keep in mind that these professors, just for the record, that are teaching our now representatives, a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP, that are now representatives in this country from the 60s and 70s, friends, that believe evolution and they teach evolution. And also keep in mind, these are the people that are responsible for giving it pass to the likes of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, the founder, friends, believed in evolution, and they believe her theory. And that's why Planned Parenthood continuously gets funded by the taxpayers illegally through reallocation to their murder clinics to murder the innocent in the womb under the guise of choice. And what's interesting, 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb because of representatives like this that believe in the theory of evolution. They fail to remember that God is not mocked, number one. And number two is they fail to remember that every single one of us and those in the womb are fearfully and wonderfully created by a creator. Okay? I love when people say, well, it's just a fetus. Well, what are you? You're a grown-up fetus, are you not? Yes. Are you a human being? Yes. Are you special in the sight of God and man? Well, in the sight of God, yes, you are. In the sight of man, no, you're not. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm being a little facetious considering who I'm speaking of right now, but the fact of the matter is, friends, the things that they believe are just ludicrous. I mean, for this representative to say that, it's almost like, whoa, you just lost your argument, dude. You gave her facts, and then you went to your theory. I also want to remind you, friends, that these are the representatives that are giving the likes of Planned Parenthood a pass when you all the while know babies' parts are being dissected and sold off to auction, friends. And you know it, and I know it, and they're still doing it today. But this is the mindset of these people. I mean, when they went to school, they were taught about the Heidelberg man, who was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. Well, they said, yep, it's all theory. Nebraska man, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. But how many kids have been brainwashed? Why? Because their Christian parents failed to follow the Christ. Wisdom is justified by our children. Or what about the Piltdown man? The jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. Of course it did. What about the Peking man? 500,000 years old. All evidence has disappeared. You better bet your bottom dollar it's all disappeared. Even their statistics are contrived out of thin air, which never have been, friends. What about the Neanderthal man? I mean, just think of these names. Neanderthal man. I mean, they got to be smart if they can come up with words like Neanderthal man. Hey, folks, professing themselves to be wise, they are fools. Romans 1:22. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J.E. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Of course it is. Here's another one for all you smart brainiacs. Cro-Magnon man. One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference, friends? I mean, let's take it to modern man. We just heard it through one of our representatives. Modern man, this genius thinks we all came from a monkey. You know, it's interesting that kids in public schools that believe that we came from monkeys, because after all, you've given the federal government the green light to go ahead and indoctrinate your children, America, illegally, Article 10, 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, friends. They have no business there whatsoever. But in school today, they're being taught that they came from monkeys, and then you wonder, America, why they act like monkeys. And this is self-destructive. I said to you yesterday, America, as you leave off justice, you're protecting those that are at length destroying all of us. That includes them. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And guess what? Everybody else that listens to them will become fools as well. Because we understand the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And when we begin to see our representatives talking in line with evolution, folks, don't stand back and wonder what's wrong with this country. We have departed from a living God, and we need to get back to Him. My job is to point my finger at the living Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world through His blood. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.